Uploading.
3, 2, 1.
Winner! Well, welcome everybody to another Backstage Banter.
Is that banter. What it's
called? Yeah, that's what it's called. Roll call, quick roll call. Harry Slade is here.
Annalise Slade is also here.
Fantastic.
Jonathan Raymond Lewis is here.
Raymond?
Is that your middle name?
That's my middle name.
What?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's so fancy. Raymond.
Thank you.
What's your guys' middle names? My middle name is George Robert. I've actually
got two.
Wow, that's so English.
Yeah, very English.
Harry,
George, and no, maybe not Robert. There's not been a King Robert, has there?
Yeah.
Has it?
In Scotland.
Robert the Bruce. That's a throwback.
Yeah, he was, I'm not sure.
He was like the
I thought he was just like a prime minister leader kind of guy.
He was definitely a king.
But you would know.
There's a movie. Yeah.
Love a good movie.
Your middle name, please, since we're doing that.
My middle name is Tamara.
Tamara.
Annalise Tamara Slade. Yeah.
The definite, because your old name before we got married, for those of you who don't know and you're listening, Annalise and I are actually married.
Yeah, we have crushes on each other.
And Annalise used to be Annalise Tamara Booth. That's okay. Annalise Tamara Slade, a whole nother level.
Mm.
And the Slade, it's like a secret spice, makes it better.
Yeah. Love it.
Now, this is...
Now I call myself the Sladey Lady.
I just feel awkward in this conversation right now.
True story.
Let's move on.
So Jonathan Raymond Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah. You doing good?
I'm doing good. I've got something that's been on my mind lately since the last time we did this banter talk.
Yes.
Why do we call it banter? Like, who thought of the word banter and then thought it would be a good place to put it?
It's actually a really good question.
About, to make it about talking. Do you know? I'm not going to answer.
Banter.
I've got a theory.
It's talking.
But I've got a theory.
Why?
Because one day when someone went when they went to Adelaide Zoo, Adelaide in Australia, they went to Adelaide Zoo, they saw two pandas having a chat. And they're like, mate, that's some good panda they're having. And then it was like, sounded weird. And they're like, two pandas having a chat. What do you call it? Banter. Panda. Banter.
No, that's definitely not where it came from. Yep.
Bad
I'm not
on
even
so
convinced.
Many levels.
Well, thanks everybody for joining us. We'll open up there.
No.
So Do you have a theory?
Well, the first, when you said banter and you were kind of thinking about the word, I actually really like the origins of words. I think they're really interesting.
Yeah, and
I'm a bit of a nerd, like a word nerd.
Which is good.
I'm a word nerd.
Word nerd.
Is that the same as a bookworm?
No, bookworm is someone who just really likes reading
talking
books.
Talking about banter, can we just pivot slightly and talk about bookworms?
Pivot!
Can we talk about bookworms?
I love being a bookworm. I'm a bookworm.
Like, okay.
As in like the actual bookworm. Like,
is that an actual real thing?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so, is it?
Well, a bookworm?
Hey, Siri.
Hello.
She's not on right now, sorry.
My name is Siri.
I don't think a bookworm is a real thing. I think it's like a saying. Like, you know, when I think bookworm, I think of a picture of like a worm getting in a book and all throughout the pages, like you would a worm in an apple, getting all amongst it. And so it's like a bookworm is someone who likes getting amongst the pages of a book.
If it's a good thing, right, if it's a good thing, a bookworm is a good thing.
Worms, I think we're on the same page right now.
Worms are not that great.
They're not.
Why not choose worm?
Hold on.
Okay, you work.
Ladies first.
So, okay.
Worms.
<Be quiet.
laughs> are not good or bad, it depends. Like some
a
people
worm's
love
neutral.
Some people have pet worms.
And
true story.
Why would you have pet worms?
Because,
worm farms.
Because worms are awesome. And true story, guys, this is an actual true fact. Worms have 5 hearts.
Wow.
And if they accidentally get guys, true story, if they accidentally, not on purpose, but accidentally get cut in half somehow.
Oh, I have seen this happen.
Then
it's
they
disgusting.
Can grow the other half of their body because they've got 5 hearts.
It's disgusting, right?
Oh, that's like, gross.
That's amazing.
There are some weird animals in the world, right?
There are some weird animals in the world.
Some very weird animals.
But what if today
I just spat a lot
more. Yeah, there was a lot of spit that came out of here. What if today we rebranded bookworms to something a bit more epic? Because I think reading's epic.
I think reading is awesome.
What if we started calling it not bookworm, but like book eagles?
Okay, other ideas? Anyone like
look, I mean, what's wrong with the eagle?
Nothing.
No, it's great. It's just eagles are kind of like from afar. What I like about the bookworm is that it's like right in the book, you know? But eagles fly above everything.
No, like Americans have chosen the eagle, the mighty eagle, as their national animal.
I reckon like a book beaver, like, I'm just gonna inhale the book.
Yeah, because when you know? when I read, I like to put my two front teeth out. Give me more books.
No, look, in real life, if you gave a beaver a book, it probably would like put it in probably its house. Yeah.
Or a dam.
Yeah, or
it
a dam.
Make it its house. Yeah,
it would make it its house. They're very clever, the beavers.
I think it should be book elephants, because elephants are very smart animals.
And they don't forget things. And they've got very good memory.
Elephants never forget. Okay, so to bring this episode to a close, what we've learned today is banter, we're still not quite sure why.
Can I tell you my theory? Because I don't think my theory.
You never got to your theory.
So I think that, so when banter can be used in other ways too, not just like talking, but when you like banter, like tennis rackets with tennis balls, and you kind of like banter it back and forth.
That is just called tennis.
You just kind of throw it back, you know, like you throw like a hacky sack. You throw it back and forth and banter it around. And when you banter when you're talking, it's like you're throwing chat around. Talking like, what do you think about that? Well, I think this.
Is
like,
banter actually usually, like, is that what banter is, like throwing things around?
Well, that's kind of what I assumed.
That on the spot.
No, I feel like,
maybe I did.
I feel like Annalise is having an educated guess.
Yeah.
Yes, it's certainly an educated guess.
Well, you're probably the smartest out of both of us and both of us combined.
I reckon it's because I read more books.
Well, hold on a second.
She's the oldest.
Read books, which makes you a book eagle. And on that note, thank you very much for joining us on the Backstage Banter. We'll see you next time. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing.